House has been embracing a consistent format. It's called the U.S. legislative model. It could allow automatic redlining from proposed laws into the underlying U.S. code if it gets adopted by the House and the Senate and all the different support offices of Congress.
So explain how that would work.
Well, right now, the underlying U.S. code and the bills that are proposed in Congress and then the amendments that get proposed in committee and on the House floor to those bills, all of those things are documents. Typically, when one of those amendments explains how it changes the underlying thing, it gives you instructions like strike this title and insert this, or after this word, insert that. If the U.S. legislative model were adopted across Congress, that could be done electronically, which makes life much easier for the people drafting the laws and the bills, and also for citizens trying to follow them.
So would it be, in a way, like looking at a word processing program where you can see where the comments are and where the prior edits were?
Yes, everybody's familiar, or many people are familiar, with Microsoft Word and its redlining function. Imagine if you could do that with laws. Imagine if the drafters of laws could do that with laws. That's the kind of platform that could be built, but you need the infrastructure. You need the same data model to be used across the board. And in Congress, we don't have that quite yet, but they're working toward it.
So tell me about those who are innovating and working towards it. Who are they? First of all, which lawmakers are leading this, and how far along are they?
Frankly, the House is moving much faster than the Senate. When John Boehner became Speaker, one of the first things that he and then Majority Leader Eric Cantor did was to express a strong preference in favor of expressing the House's information in structured in open data formats. And that leadership has led to such platforms as docs.house.gov, which right now is used to publish committee actions as open data. It has also helped to encourage the House Administration Committee and the Clerk of the House, which are the main leaders in this change, to work toward that common data format I told you about, the U.S. legislative model.
And so it's been a couple of years since Boehner and Cantor set the House on this path. How far along are they?
They would tell you that they've just got through what they call Generation 1, and it was a long time. They've spent a lot of time developing the data formats, and they've now built the U.S. legislative model to the point where it can be used. One of the first projects is to create something called the Amendment Impact Project. That is a system that will, it's what it sounds like, it'll automatically show how a proposed amendment affects an underlying bill.
You sense momentum is growing?
Yes. Well, we do expect that members of Congress are going to get involved. It's going to take an act of Congress to get all of these different support offices and the two chambers that are separate bodies all on the same page. And so we've been pursuing that change, and we hope that our allies in Congress, we expect our allies in Congress, will be coming out with a change that would do exactly that.
We're speaking with Hudson Hollister. He is the executive director of the Data Transparency Coalition. Moving from lawmaking to rulemaking, tell us how agencies are advancing there.
Well, we've just been talking about the adoption of consistent data formats for laws and bills and amendments in Congress. It's been exciting to see that the exact same transformation is underway in the administrative state, in the regulations that regulatory agencies issue, and in the rulemaking process, notice and comment, and things of that nature. The technological change is exactly the same. If agencies adopt a consistent data format for all of this stuff, then it becomes possible to automatically track how a proposed rule would change the existing ones. It becomes possible for the public, when they're commenting as part of the notice and comment process, not just to comment on a rule, but to comment on a specific paragraph of a rule. Those are the changes that are coming. For now, we don't have that. For now, the Federal Register uses an XML data format for proposed rules, but that format is just about presentation. It's just about, let's make this thing boldface. It doesn't have enough structure to support the kind of changes we're talking about, but several different agencies independently, and more recently, GSA's 18F team, have been looking at ways to adopt that data format and adopt the software that can use it in order to make automatic redlining and similar functions possible.
Have any agencies used it to such a degree that the public is able to take advantage of the new options?
There's one great example. That'd be the e-regulations platform at the CFPB, at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. That's, for now, it's just about navigation. The e-regulations platform uses an underlying data format to make it much easier to navigate through the CFPB's rules and see where you are in the rules. Instead of a long sequential plain text document, this platform lets you navigate back and forth between sections and see where you are. But that's just about presentation and navigation. Eventually, we'll get to things like automatic redlining.
Are agencies moving this way because of the Data Act?
This is not part of the Data Act. The Data Act concerns federal spending. As you might remember, our coalition, the Data Transparency Coalition, we're trying to pursue the adoption of open data formats for everything. Our first big success was last year when Congress passed the Data Act, which requires consistent data formats for spending. That covers agencies' accounting, agencies' payments. It covers the reports that grantees and contractors have to submit. It doesn't cover this stuff. It doesn't cover the text of laws and bills in Congress, and it doesn't cover the text of regulations, but you're right to point out it's the same technological change.
So what do you make of the fact that even though it doesn't cover, the law doesn't cover this, nobody's making agencies look at their rules right in this way, there seems to be momentum. What is the mindset or what is the technology that's changing?
The technology, I think, has been around for a little while, but now for the first time, the policies are changing. For the first time, government managers are realizing that if they adopt consistent data formats for government information, it really benefits everybody. It benefits citizens because it makes it easier for citizens to follow whatever it is their government's doing, either on the spending side or the regulatory side or whatever. It benefits the internal managers because for the first time, they can deploy big data analytics to inform the policymaking process. And it benefits whoever is responsible to report information. So think about those grantees and contractors under the Data Act, for instance. Instead of preparing PDF documents, what if they had consistent data formats? That would mean that their existing accounting software could automatically spit out the information they've got to report to the government. So all three constituencies, citizens, internal managers, and whoever is responsible to report, all three are benefiting from this broad shift from documents to open data.